Michigan, the people here, they're so warm, they're so friendly and so welcoming, and they're waking up, right? And they're understanding what's really at risk for this nation right now.
Yeah. So tell the His Glory Nation what you're up to now. You're always on a mission.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I've been really delving deep into, and I've done some overseas trips as well. And I'm really wanting the American people to understand, more importantly, you know, we have enemies that are surrounding us. It's not just about the open borders, right?
Yep.
The open borders are a symptom of a disease, and that's a Marxist globalist takeover. This is a military operation, by the way, from internal. And when you've worked in the Washington, D.C. in the defense realm like I have for over 25 years, you understand that this came from a very high level. This was well thought out way before Biden took office. And the plan to invade America and to destroy the fabric of our nation, it has been beautifully executed over the last, actually, I'm going to go further, all the way into really Obama's administration really started the executing highly on this plan.
Yep.
But China is a major threat. We have identified military bases very close to our shores. We have military personnel who have deployed to certain areas, getting intel and seeking intel because the threat is here. So much so, Dave, that they've got military bases set up in the Caribbean Isles. They have some places that are silos have been built. And right now, currently, as we speak, there are several Russian nuclear warships headed to Cuba.
Yep.
And into Venezuela. China's already there. And so I really want America to understand that this election isn't about personalities. It is not about whether or not you like somebody or you don't like somebody. It's not about what they did in their personal life. Because let me tell you something, if that were really the barometer, you better look really hard at Biden and his family, right? Character matters.
Oh, yeah.
But this election cycle literally is about saving a nation, saving freedom and liberty for the future of our existence. And we need to put aside social issues. We need to put aside everything else except for one thing, one thing only. That is the preserving the American spirit, the American Constitution, our values, and our liberty.
That's right. So what would your call to be to the His Glory Nation? What do they need to do?
You know, when I'm doing something different today with my speech, I sat down and God got a hold of my heart last week. And he's like, you know, Christy, you could sit there and do a presentation and give all of the data, show the photographs, show the video, show the satellite photos of all of this intel. He said, but really, we need to rally the people. We need to stop waiting for others to take action.
Yeah.
And we need to be the action, the feet and the hands for this time. So I've got numerous things we need to do. They're going to, the elections, which are coming up,
yeah.
You know, take time after work or on the weekends, go knock on doors, go get the signatures, harvest ballots. When you go to election day, do not give up the chain of command of your vote. And if you don't understand what that means, you need to contact your local Republican office, you know, and ask them, what does it mean to keep control of the chain of command of my vote?
Yeah.
You need to engage. You need to get involved with organizations who are supporting freedom and the Constitution. You need to get trained. Meetforamerica.org. Meetforamerica.org. We've got one coming up in York, Pennsylvania. We've got J.J. Carroll. He's a Border Patrol agent and a supervisor. He is an incredible hero, and he's coming to train. We've got a sheriff, a border town sheriff, a deputy coming. We've got guys who are in special ops, and we have Tom Renz, who understands lawfare. And we're going to spend 12 hours with you, training you on what you need to do to survive, whether Trump gets in office or not. They are never going to stop this movement. These Marxist globalists, just because Trump gets into office, and I don't want you to let your guard down, they will never stop eroding freedom and coming after you.
That's right.
We have to take charge of our destiny through the power that God has given us.
Amen. We were at our ranch about 2 weeks ago, and we had some generals and some prophetic voices there, private meeting, and we prayed and we all looked at each other, and it's like the Holy Spirit came on us the whole time and said, we are the plan. We are the plan, because if we don't take action, there's no more America.
It's really that simple.
Yep.
You know, I love all of these events. They're incredible because they gather like-minded individuals, but we have to step outside of our comfort zone, and we have to bridge the gap, and we have to engage with other Americans, no matter what the different ideologies are, no matter what your political backgrounds or affiliations are. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care if you're black, white, purple, green. I don't, you know, it's right now, we've got to put that aside, and we have to come with one common goal, and that is the goal of freedom. That is the goal of unity, to take back what belongs to the people, what God has given us. And that is this precious country and this incredible document called the Constitution. And we have to stop looking to somebody else. We have to. Trump is great, and I'm glad he's going to have that authority in office to help us. But what happens when Trump leaves America? You're going to be lost, and I don't want you to be lost. I want you to understand you are the change that needs to have happen. And you have to take the power in your hands, and you have to act. And I've said this time and time again, all of us have a gifting by God. All of us can do something to change the course of history. And I promise you, no politician is ever going to do that. And so the power is in the hands of the people. We are the power, not the halls of Washington.
Amen. Christy, keep up the fighting. Thank you so
much. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. We'll be right back after this.